time windows. Can you not tell that I want the levels to remain at the same point that I put them every single fucking time? Why do I have to change it every time I reboot the fucking computer? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you let people have settings? Why even have an option for it if you're not gonna let me fucking change it?
God. Hi guys, damn how's it going?
Piece of shit, fucking operating system. Get your shit together! It's been how many years since you've been fucking up? You know what brand loyalty is? Because you certainly fucking don't have it!
Well, there's brand loyalty, and then there's, like, we are the only options. Unless you want to go Linux, do you want to...
The Xfinity approach.
Let's go ahead and, you want to... We'll just uninstall Windows today, and then we'll install, like, I don't know, fucking Ubuntu.
And then I can't play most of my games. I know! I know. God fucking damn it. I played Minecraft still. With tons of mileage out of that.
See, there you go.
They just had updates, actually.
Or you could use Steam OS, because we all know that that went somewhere.
Yeah, they kind of brushed that under the rug, didn't they?
Pretty much. And the whole Steambox thing, I think, is pretty much dead at this point. Or at least did not gain, like, any traction at all.
Which sucks, because I actually kind of wanted it. Like, I wanted a Steambox for a long time until I was like, oh, they're doing proprietary bullshit. I thought they were deliberately doing a thing where you could upgrade it, but it was good for gaming at first.
Not only that, but it's like, they kind of just, not only did they abandon the whole Steambox thing, but they also created Steam Link, which is sort of like avoiding the Steambox thing. It's like, you don't need to buy a computer to, you know, have attached to your TV in the living room. Just use this little shitty box that can stream games from your actual computer. And there we go. And this totally works. And then it doesn't work. And then it's like, well, here you go. We'll sell it to you for like $1 if you buy this game. Which is literally a thing I saw on Steam.
We got ours for $5.
Yep.
I have not even gotten a chance to test it yet because we have to rebuild Emily's computer. By the way, if those of you out there listening care, we are buying a new chassis, a new radiator, a new motherboard, a Tomahawk.
Fucking phone. Wait, a new radiator?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted a smaller one.
You don't want to use the H100i?
Well, the thing is, the chassis that we were getting doesn't have room... Okay, again, this is us looking at a budget because, you know, we're fucking broke. The chassis we wanted to get doesn't have room for both her graphics card and the radiator.
What kind of chassis are you fucking buying? Sounds like
obviously a smaller one.
Sounds like a bullshit chassis. It's kind of like, well, even Haley's computer, like, when we were looking through the chassis for her PC, we actually got, like, this small one, which actually was rather interesting, because we bought a full-size motherboard and did not realize that it requires a micro ATX motherboard. And then I was like, oh, this is much too large for this chassis. And then, sure enough, yeah, no.
Yep.
That's one thing you should definitely look at. A, you should look at the chassis that you're buying supports the fucking motherboard size that you're buying. And B, that you can fucking fit an actual, you know, 240mm radiator with thunder thighs, apparently. Thank you, Corsair, for fucking... Because our H100 Corsair, I fucking love it. Well, mine. I like it. And, but it just, it doesn't have that bullshit... Seriously, it's like fat on the sides. It's like a lump. That it's just like 200...
James, okay. It's nothing against you personally. I promise. I just need one that fits and works.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I actually, because a lot of people, you know, when you get into water cooling, this is something I didn't really foresee. Is there a lot of people that either custom make their water cooling loops or they don't like pre-built loops? I guess they buy custom loops pre-built. I don't know what they do. But they, so people are like, you know, when I say I bought... It's like I got the older version, the Corsair H100, not the I version. I don't know what the I is supposed to mean besides fucking fat thighs, but...
I should probably stop eating.
I should probably stop at the fifth, you know, good burger. And it's just... No, mine fit just fine. All I looked for when I was looking for a chassis was... Granted, I got like a Cooler Master, kind of like really nice chassis. I like my chassis. But... It said it supported a 240mm radiator on the back, and then the chassis that she was looking at was like 240mm radiator supported. Oh, okay, that's great. Turns out, exactly 240, not fucking little bumps on the side.
And that's the problem that we're running into. Is yeah. that it is like, only this much.
And we recovered. There we go.
Okay. So anyway, the chassis that I've been looking at are like, yeah, we support up to 240. It's like, well, that's not going to work for this then, because it needs to actually be bigger.
We could always have
discovered it needs to be bigger.
We could always get a smaller radiator and then just try to use a 240. If it's not going to fit, then go with the smaller one.
I mean, that is probably what we will do, because the bigger radiator is just going to be better.
Yeah.
But also the performance increase that we're going to get is none.
Well,
I mean, realistically speaking.
Well, I mean, I guess, to be fair, because you guys don't do any overclocking. Or
exactly.
Okay. I guess, I mean, even in that situation, a large air fan will probably do, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I like to have lower temperatures. Lower temperatures, the better. And yet, Final Fantasy XV still crashes. I don't know why. It's fucking, it keeps done. It does.
It's almost like it's probably poorly optimized, even though they had tons of time to work with the particulars, you know? But, you know, PC being what it is.
You know what's actually funny? I legitimately think that there's a memory leak in that game. Like, pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll bet you there is.
Most of the,
that's a symptom for a lot of games.
Because most of the time, so I was looking online because I was trying to figure out why the hell my fucking system was crashing. Which one time in particular I remember was when I had the game paused for like a couple hours. Like, we were playing and then we went to put the little one to bed, and then like that whole situation just like, basically it was a couple hours until I played the game again. I go to play the game and like within a few minutes I'm not even doing anything. I'm just like, oh, hey, look, there's a, oh, wait, okay, I guess I crashed. And so, yeah. And so I've actually been, I turn on the FPS counter just so I could see my fucking memory usage, just because I kind of want to diagnose this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see over the course of the game, my fucking memory, like GPU memory usage goes up and up. It's like, hey, you're chilling at like 60%. Oh, now 70. Oh, 80.
It shouldn't be 90. Going up.
It's like, oh,
it shouldn't be going up.
And it's like, a couple sources online that I've read have said that it's supposed to go up, and that's normal, but as long as it doesn't go over the amount that you're using, or the amount that you have, then you should be fine.
It shouldn't go up.
Not logically, like, not...
It absolutely shouldn't go up. That means that there's a redundant process. Like, it's literally activating itself and going again, because when you're done with a process, you kill it to save on CPU usage. What are you talking about? It doesn't go up! That's fucking asinine!
That's what I thought! But I was just like, I guess I don't know this as much as I would like, so I guess maybe you're right, but whatever, but it's
crashing.
Why
would you believe the internet? You work in the field, James. You know how this works.
The internet does not lie. They have all the information that you don't know.
You don't know that bees don't fly in straight lines.
Well, they don't. Anywho... So I guess we can talk to that about actual shit instead of me just rambling on about whatever.
I mean, I brought it up, to be fair. So, we'll start with the good news first.
Yeah.
The FTC has said those warranty void if broken stickers are kind of bullshit. And has apparently issued legal letters to several companies that are unnamed.
Ha!
So, guys, just remember, if you absolutely need to fight it, fight it. The problem is, you know, court costs.
So the only thing that I thought was kind of interesting about this article was that they say, and I'm quoting, according to the FTC, these types of provisions are generally prohibited unless a company provides free part replacements and repairs. Or has received a waiver from the FTC.
That's the one that got me.
But it's like, well, isn't that what a warranty is? Offering free repairs or replacements? Like, so then, if that is the case, then if as part of your warranty, if, you know, if this thing breaks within a year, we'll replace it for free, you know, that sort of thing?
Well, what they're saying is that if you... Okay, so, in the case of... Say Asus hadn't been shitbags.
No.
And we had sent in the motherboard, and then they were like, okay, there's a minor service fee. It's cheaper to pay, say, $15 for a service fee for them to fix it and then send it back than it would be for, say, someone to just outright replace the part. So I think that's what they're referring to, like in the case of service fees or something like that. So like if you have to get a screen replaced on a phone or anything like that, if they do it for free, it's fine, but if they charge you a service fee...
So if they charge you a service fee, basically, they can't do the whole warranty of void bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they are charging you for a service that they should already provide.
Fair enough. I've never really thought that the whole warranty of void broken bullshit is actually even really that bullshitty. It kind of makes sense to me in a way.
It does to me as well, because they don't want you tampering or jailbreaking or anything like that, and doing illegal things in a lot of these cases. But for example, my mouse that went out because of a hardware issue, they wouldn't want me to try to fix it first because I might screw it up worse and make it so they have to replace it, as opposed to just sending it in and them giving us, you know, either a repair, which might be cheaper, because they just replace a spring, basically, or, you know, them having to replace the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. And I guess, in that sort of situation, I guess I just get it, because if you're going to offer free replacement or repair, then you definitely don't want people fucking with it, because then it's like, well, what if it's a simple problem that you can repair, but because they opened it and they tried fucking with it, they made it so you actually have to replace it.
Exactly.
Know? But then I don't really know how a service fee would really necessarily affect that, though. Like, if you're going to be like, okay, well, we'll fix it or repair it or replace it for, you know, a $50 service fee or something like that, why would that make them any less inclined to be like, but we don't want you opening it and fucking with it during the warranty period? Like, I totally get. But, like, it could, a PC and stuff like that, opening it up and fixing it after the warranty is expired. But if you have a pre-built machine and they offer, like, replacements and shit, for like, a fee or something like that.
Well, believe it or not, I believe this is actually more... It says that it's for consumer protection. It's not. It's for the company protection. It's to actually make sure that the company cannot get sued because someone gave them money and expecting a service, and then they have to decline that service and then offer a refund. Because that can be taken to court, and that can cost, you know, both parties a lot of money. If it does get taken to court, which no one's gonna fucking do unless they're rich already.
Yeah, man, like even something like an expensive PC component or something like that, or just anything really, it's not really worth it to, like, legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer is apparently. Because if you versus fucking Microsoft or Asus or anything, like.
You better have some rock solid fucking evidence. Otherwise, you're boned. They have good lawyers.
Exactly. So, in the end, I guess maybe this is kind of good, just because it, especially if they offer, you know, repair or replacement for some sort of fee or something like that, then you can, instead of paying like $25, $50 or something like that to have them fix it, you could try and fix it yourself, but hopefully you don't fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are kind of.
Which is weird, because there's so many guides on how to actually properly fix things that you shouldn't have problems. I've taken apart and fixed so many PS2s that I probably shouldn't be saying this online.
Exactly. But then again, like, I would only do that outside the warranty period. Otherwise, I'm just gonna, like, you know what, give me a new one.
Yep, that's fair.
But you know what, speaking of a new one...
I really wish they'd make a new Warcraft, but instead they're making Warcraft 3 have widescreen support.
Which I guess that's cool.
Yay, that's great. Graphics are still outdated, and it's an old game. The story's been done for years. They've actually kind of retconned it several times now with their World of Warcraft, which they still continue to focus on because, you know, it's a cash cow, and they've got people absolutely addicted to it, even though I used to play it myself. But, you know, furthering the Warcraft franchise as a property just seems like too much work when they could re-release the old game that they already have made and still make a profit off it from people that are nostalgia critics.
Kind of like Grand Theft Auto 5 online.
Yep.
Haven't seen new shit from them for a while.
Red Dead 2's coming.
Woohoo! Then they'll have...
Sorry, Redemption 2's coming.
They'll have Redemption 2 online, and then you'll never see a fucking Red Dead ever again.
You know what's funny is the first Redemption had online support. It wasn't very good, but it was there.
Well, that's because you couldn't buy, like, cars with spinners and fucking, like... loft apartments and shit.
To be honest, I actually think that's a large portion of why GTA 5 is so successful, is because people can show off their e-penis. Yeah. Look at how much money I put into this game rather than earning it through doing bank heists and stuff.
I think it is. I mean, it kind of sucks that they're, you know, not moving forward with the IP, or, you know, coming out with a new, like, I don't know, RTS that isn't StarCraft 2 that is now free to play.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if they, you know, update graphics and new story and shit.
I mean, they just re-released StarCraft again, too. So...
yeah. But at least widescreen on Warcraft 3, which actually, like, I know that technically the graphics are dated, but I actually still think it holds up for the most part.
It does, unless you zoom in.
Well, that's why you don't zoom in. It's an RTS, goddammit.
I mean, that is kind of fair, but, like, sometimes you want to look at, like, the details and the character models and stuff, and you're like, ugh.
Ugh, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's horrifying.
Ah, I can see pixels. Oh, God.
Speaking of pixels, Minecraft has certainly a lot of pixels.
Jesus Christ. So, Minecraft is getting an update to its Bedrock Edition for education purposes, and it is including tons and tons of new cool things that I actually usually mod into the game anyway.
I mean, I guess I can support the base game actually expanding to include some stuff that's technically already in, or at least mostly in mods, but... yeah, no, I think it's kind of cool just because adding it to the base game actually will increase adoption and, like, you know, especially with something like this whole chemistry bit, good for educational purposes.
So the Minecraft Bedrock Edition education beta has showed off that it has the ability to break down things into their base elements and also reconstruct them into other things and other chemicals in order to further make more things. So there are actually more crafting recipes and some chemical stuff that you should be able to do in base Minecraft, frankly. Which is kind of cool. I really hope that they don't just leave it in the educational version of Minecraft, because it's actually stuff I'd like to see in the base game. I could see how some of it might be a little cheaty, but you could always balance it. Throwing that out there.
Bullshit. Balance. Speaking of balance, Hearthstone is...
hey, we're just fucking cruising through these now.
Alright.
Hearthstone is irreparably broken. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's been that way since they introduced card packs. Anyway. So, fresh out of the oven, this new fucking expansion already has a killer combo that is basically, oh, well, if I get this, you're done. And there's no counter.
Not only is there no counter, but the animation time is fucking, like, ridiculous.
Long enough to time people out, yep. Apparently.
There's, actually one of my favorite Hearthstone streamers, it's called Disguised Toast. He does a lot of videos, basically. He almost seems like whenever a new expansion comes out, or a new card comes out, or something new happens, he seems like he makes it his mission to fucking break Hearthstone. And he has, on multiple occasions, like, he's actually been banned from Hearthstone a couple times. For basically, like, you know, you stay in that corner for a little bit, because we're mad at you. Because he'll actually, on his stream, do absolutely fucking breaking, like, game-breaking combos. And this is fucking one of them.
Why would you ban someone for doing that? That sounds asinine. It's your fault for making the game that way, not his. Yeah. He's just making you see the fucking fault.
I think it's less making them see it and more making his entire fan base see it. Like, he's one of the top Hearthstone streamers on Twitch, and, like...
so what you're saying is, rather than be held accountable for their own programming in their game, they'd rather blame the person who points it out.
Yeah.
Activision? Blizzard? Get your fucking shit together. That is unreasonable.
Pretty much. Kind of an asshole.
Because they also earn you tons of fucking free revenue.
Because then people go and they fucking craft these cards.
Exactly!
But, yeah, so basically what there's a new card that they introduced in the expansion that's Shaman exclusive, but what it does is it copies all the battle cries that have been done throughout, like, on your side throughout the game. And so... they found people, and this guy's Toast had found a combo that basically allows you to just keep playing this guy and playing him over and over again, because he keeps getting, like, bounced to your hand and copied and shit. And it's just, like, people have... It's now a running meme in the Hearthstone Reddit, basically people saying, it's like, so, what are you doing while the friggin' Jabberwock animation is going on? Because it's like... Because there was actually one stream, that, or one clip that I watched on Twitch that was Disguised Toast, who just, like, basically quickly played this guy a whole bunch of times because he kept on getting bounced to his hand and shit. And then he's just, like, waiting. Animation keeps playing, waiting. He actually, like, gets up, goes over to his bed, which is in view of his camera, and just lays down and is like, oh, let me know when it's done. And it just, like, keeps going and going and fucking going. And it's just, like, it fucking goes through, because you played it during your turn, it goes through the counter for, like, your opponent's turn and everything. So it's not like it just, like, gets stonewalled when your turn is over. It just keeps going and going and going. And you can play this guy over and over and over and over again. Because one of the battle cries is reducing his mana cost to one. So you just keep playing him over and over again. And so I just thought that that was kind of funny. That was day one. Like, this... It's fucking...
This patch is fresh.
Yeah, it launched, like, 2 days ago, as of recording. And it just... It... Instantly, it just... Oh, hey, this seems like it'd be a broken card. Let's see if we can break it. Oh, we broke it!
We,
like,
did it!
Horribly.
Barely any effort. Man, you guys need to think about this. That's what he's getting me, is over and over again, it's like they don't have any people that actually think about what the card's gonna do. Every expansion, something like this happens.
Yep.
They make the game. They have the resources to test it over and over again. Don't they have betas, too? Like, how does this not happen?
They don't have, like, open betas. They do have...
But they should have closed betas.
They have play testers.
So, are the play testers dumb? Is that what's going on? Because this consistently happens every single expansion.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different cards, different interactions.
Yeah, but, like, the card interactions don't go away every expansion. Some of the cards that they're breaking the game with have existed for a very long time.
Yeah. And I guess if you introduce a new card, like, I don't know, like, it is a combo, that, like, a specific combo you have to play with this card, so I mean...
Yes, but that said, so was the Rogue Quest.
Well, okay, the Rogue Quest was basically just, like, ridiculously overpowered bullshit. But, I mean, that was just an OP thing that ended up getting nerfed after probably too long.
But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. I was like, I'm trying to remember what Toast actually got fucking banned for a while ago. Because basically it was, like, a card that you could play... Oh, yeah, no, it was like a specific combination of cards that you had to play that, for some reason, like, basically kicked your opponent out of the fucking game. Like, the game would basically just shit itself inside out, and then it's just like, well, your opponent left, so I guess you win. And so it's like, oh, I wonder if this actually, like, does this thing. Yep, no, it totally fucking does. And then, like, he showed it on his stream, and then they got mad at him for it. Which...
But why? That's all I don't understand. Like, why is it his responsibility to not show that? He is a purveyor of your game. Not only that, he demonstrates to the masses why they should play the game. He gives you free ad revenue and probably contributes money himself. He's a buying, paying customer who goes above and beyond. And you would ban him... for your mistake?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
And wrong. And that's the worst place to be.
You know who's not wrong, but they're totally, entirely right, even though it's sad?
Oh, yeah. You know. Ah, motherfucking son of a bitch! Ah, I'm leaving it in, because fuck!
Ouch. Adios, Spike.
Anyway, Relogic has recently announced that Terraria Otherworld is officially canceled. Basically, things weren't working out because the company they were working with initially wasted their fucking time and money, and then the company that they've got working on it now, or had working on it now, is also responsible for doing all of the mobile and console versions for the game, so progress was limited. So they've officially killed it because they said, "We refuse to compromise the quality of our game just to make a quick buck." They would rather kill the project they've already invested money into.
Years of time.
3 years of time, money, and effort. And a contract with another company. Not to mention legal fees for disbanding with that company. They would rather do that than put out a shit game. And all I could think about while reading that was, aw, sad, but also, why doesn't the rest of the fucking games industry do this?
Well?
These people already have more money than this tiny company! How were they not held to the same fucking standard?
I don't know, I almost think that, like, large game companies actually, I mean, they alienate their fan base all the fucking time, but for some reason their fan base is still their fan base. But, like, smaller developers live and breathe their not only having a fan base,
mm-hmm.
which is arguably smaller than bigger companies, but they, you know, they rely on that relationship. So they actually have to do shit like this. Otherwise, like, if a small company were to just do what the big companies do and release a shit game, they will die if they release a shit game.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, like, someone like, I don't know, EA, they could just be like...
consistently release shit games?
Yeah.
And still make money off of it?
Somehow they're still kicking. Which doesn't make any sense.
Man... I think we gamers are just, you know, into punishment or something, because we get the shaft so fucking often, and we never have any warning.
No.
It's always like, hey, you guys are violent, even though, statistically speaking, we have the lowest, you know, violence rate of any group of people. You guys are, easily addicted to things. Oh, that's great, but, you know, it's your practices that you're implementing here that exploit those addictive personality traits that exist within people that do and do not have gambling tendencies. You guys are just getting mad at us because we want to make money. Well, that's great and all, but we already purchased the product, and the thing that we're bitching about is that it doesn't function the way that, you know, you said it would. You guys are just... you're just complaining about shit and being entitled. Well, you know, it's great because we purchased this product and we are entitled to it.
Fair enough.
Just...
just getting out there.
And yet we still fucking go back to those people. I made a commitment to not purchase Ubisoft games anymore. And you know what's fucking sad?
What?
I keep seeing Ubisoft games and I'm like, oh, I really want that. I haven't done it yet. I haven't broken down and done it. But I do want Far Cry 5. And I'm not going to do it, probably, hopefully.
Maybe.
It doesn't help that I actually started playing Far Cry 4 again.
Well, that's kind of a bad decision.
I mean, I already owned that, to be fair. So, like, it's one of those things where, I don't like this company, so I'm going to destroy the toaster that they make, robbing myself of a product. I already paid for it. Why wouldn't I use it?
Fair enough. I don't know. Maybe there is just a large subset of people that when it's like, oh, hey, this new Madden came out, I want to buy it, said no one ever.
I mean, no, apparently that's the thing. Tons of people do that. But yeah. Why? There's, like, incremental improvements and, like, season stats from the new season, and that's it.
Yeah.
That would be like if D&D released a new version every fucking year, and you still had to buy all the books every time. Why? They didn't change that much. Maybe every 3 to 4 years I could see buying a new one.
Or, I don't know, if they included, I don't know, new stats and new players as, like, a DLC package on a base game that they release only, like, once every 4 years?
Here's an idea for your new slogan, games industry. You have this term called games as a service. How about this? You actually provide a service that is a game. But here's the kicker. I'm going to allow you to make money. So listen to me closely, because I know you guys like that. You take a game like Madden, and you continually and iteratively improve upon it every year, changing stats and performance for your game, and improving the overall graphical fidelity within it, so that you don't have to keep charging $60 over and over again, but instead charge people for content within this game they already own. So they can keep playing the game without this content. But what you're going to do is this tricky thing that I was talking about earlier, you know, that exploits gambling tendencies. You're going to see other people be like, oh, I want the new hotness, because they're going to see other people with the new hotness. So you're going to keep making money. And you're providing games as a service, which, if you're not charging a $60 price tag for every single one, is going to look a lot nicer and cleaner to everyone, which I think is the least you can do, is appear to not be exploiting your customer base. Just try looking like you're not doing that.
For once.
Right? So, again, this is a pretty reasonable fucking compromise, I think. Just try doing this. Try not looking so fucking scummy, and actually try providing games as a service, rather than providing gambling opportunities as a risk.
And with that, I think it's been a dapper shirt.
Yep, goodbye, everybody!